Well, howdy, gentlemen. Now, you've probably noticed, just like I have for quite some time, there's an awful lot of Kerens about. And they're mostly all Femons. That's why they're called Kerens. There are a few male Kerens, of course, but the majority are Femons, aren't they? They've actually found something they're actually good at. Of course, some people could say, well, there was just as many Kerens before, it's just that they're getting videoed now. And that very well may be true. But basically, it's actually Femon nature. Take a look at the Femon when they get a divorce. She turns into a screaming banshee, spitting hatred, lies, deceit, acting absolutely nothing like the person that he married. But of course, that was an act. So the marriage would happen. The same goes for ex-girlfriends, do exactly the same. I mean, take a look at the program The View. That's a bunch of middle-aged Femons who are has-beens, who sit around pushing hatred and division. They're all trying to push chaos and drama, because Femons can't get enough of it. And there isn't any, they'll make it up. I mean, have Femons all become just so hateful, or have they always been hateful? I mean, they're all empowered now. They can get into jobs by just being a Femon, even if they're not qualified. And they can get promoted. And yet they're still terribly unhappy. And you've got to ask yourself, why are they so hateful now? I mean, let's face it, guys. Femons are very, very vindictive. As soon as Femons got into politics more and more, all the rhetoric started to get very, very personal, didn't it? Before, it just stuck to the policies. And it never really ever got personal. Because they were professional. Had dignity. Respect. But that's all gone out the window now. Because Femons have brought it down to their level. Slinging mud. I mean, even my father knew many, many years ago. You get a lot of Femons together. Spitting their venom. And their hatred. A lot of times you see these Femons create a situation. Usually by using their loud mouths. And then when it kicks off, they step back, don't they? And watch the chaos that they've caused. And enjoy it. Femons can make loads and loads of video on how wonderful they are and how great their life is. But it's pretty obvious to everybody who can see, they're not in a very good place. But I don't feel sorry for them because they've done it all themselves. And it's all been absolutely self-inflicted. And what really is delusional about Femons today is they still expect males to pay for them, to care for them, to listen to their lies and deceit and believe them. Most Femons have drunk their own damn Kool-Aid, and they're drunk on it. Of course, the real truth is that Femons today are in the worse place than they rarely ever have been. And males aren't coming to rescue them. Because today they've got better things to do, like look after themselves. And why would they, the way Femons treat males today? I mean, Femons have always had the traits of being mean and vindictive and spiteful. But now those traits are basically their only traits left. And of course, Femons' double standards are off the charts. A man cheats on his Femon. He's a vile, disgusting human being. A Femon cheats on her man, which actually happens more than the other way round. And she was just looking for happiness. In a divorce, it's always the male's fault why it broke up. Even though it's the Femon that initiates the divorce. For some reason, Femons have no qualms about lying, deceiving. They don't seem to have any shame or guilt. Most Femons today are morally bankrupt. Males have been persecuted a long time now. And they've had enough. They're not only walking away from these crazy Femons, they're also walking away from society. And of course, Femons are missing all their freebies they used to get. And saying, where are all the good men gone? Oh, they're still here. They just want absolutely nothing to do with you and what you've become. Until you act like a mature adult and take some accountability and responsibility and treat males with some respect that every human on this planet deserves. Femons have always been self-centered, mostly narcissists. And all you hear from them is their wants, their needs. They don't seem to realize that males have wants and needs too, and that is just as important. Femons today are all about emotions. But if you notice, there's hardly any feeling in that emotion. Actual, real caring. Femons have always been quite shallow and superficial. Most of their lives are all fake. They also seem to get enjoyment out of destroying things. Their ex-husband's life, their ex-boyfriend's life, children's lives, their own life. Well, I'm one of those guys that actually walked away, and I'm never coming back. What about you guys? Take it easy.